It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode Kiss of Death Podcast. My name is Mike Brown. I'm flying Han Solo this evening. Rockets just wrapped up 2023 NBA Summer League with, unfortunately, a loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're first on the Summer League schedule. They end up the Summer League schedule 5-1. They lose 99-78. To the Cleveland Cavaliers, who finish the Summer League within a very impressive 6-0. Once again, Mike Brown on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow the Kiss of Death on Twitter at RocketsFFSN. Follow the Fans First Sports Network at FansFirstSN. We'll go for about 20 minutes tonight. We hear from good friend of the show, Ryan. Really, I'm a little embarrassed. Not that it even matters. Just would have been nice. Look, I know that we had some fun on last night's show, Jeremy and I talking about going for the title, how cool it would have been for the Rockets to win the title, because when the Rockets have been the worst team in the league the last 3 years, there's not a loss that is a bad loss. You know what I mean? It's one of those situations that, you know, the Rockets winning a championship – yes, it's Summer League. Yes, no one cares about Summer League. But at the same time, the good winning habits can be started at any time. Do you think the Cavaliers are looking at this saying, oh, you know, it doesn't matter, it's only the Summer League? No, you have the guys like Isaiah Mobley tonight who put up 28 points on the Rockets. You have Sam Merrill, 27 points tonight. Imani Bates had 19 points. Look, Rockets... you know, throughout the first five games of Summer League, you had Jabari Smith, who didn't play tonight. You had Amen Thompson, didn't play tonight. And you had Tari Eason, not playing tonight. A loss doesn't mean anything. It's Summer League. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those situations where this was fun. This was a fun couple of weeks that we at the Kiss of Death got to, you know, cover. I'm very proud of Jeremy and I. Going live after every single game. I mean, six games in a row, you know, we're pumping out content for you guys. We're the most interactive, you know, podcast in the game. If you have something to say, you want to talk about it, you hit that comment button, leave us a comment. We'll bring you right up on stage and showcase what you guys want to talk about. Takeaways. We can talk about the box score from tonight. The Rockets were just, they were so tired tonight. And you can tell, you know, first of all, I'd be remiss I'm embarrassed to say that we haven't talked about the fact that Cam Whitmore was named the 2023 NBA Summer League in Vegas, the MVP of the league. So congrats to Cam Whitmore. He ended up tonight 14.6 of 7 from the field. Darius Days, 3 points. Samuels had 7. Hudgens had 13. Nate Hinton had 18. Loved what I saw from Nate Hinton tonight, University of Houston Cougar. That was about it tonight. Fletcher McGee had a nice game. He had 10 points. Fletcher McGee doesn't belong anywhere near the main roster of this team. Ryan points out Jabari, Tari, Amen, all play. It's a different outcome. Dude, for sure, 100%. You know, does it matter that they lose? No. Would I have liked to have won? Yeah, I would have liked for them to won the whole thing. We would have had a parade that I would have started tomorrow right around noon. But because of, you know, that, we don't have that. But look, some final thoughts. We talked about it last night, and the people out there who are saying send Cam Whitmore to the G League, I'm not going to call you an idiot because that's rude and I'm trying to turn over this new leaf where I'm not going to call you an idiot. It's an idiotic take. You know, you look at – you're not drafting a guy at 20 to put him in the G League. Why? You're seeing the caliber of players that he would be going up against in the G League. Why would you send him to the G League? You cannot tell me that there's anything – for him there, except reps. And I hear you. I hear you that he could be getting consistent reps at the G League. He should be getting consistent reps with the main roster. He should be your backup three. And for the, you know, because Dylan Brooks is going to start, obviously. The first two forwards off of the bench, Cam Whitmore and Tari Eason. Excuse me. Those should be your two forwards coming off of the bench. Love Jayshon Tate. Do I think Jayshon has something that he's going to bring to the table? 100%. I think this is going to be an open competition between Jayshon Tate and Cam Whitmore going into training camp. It is an open spot. And between, you know, the millions of listeners that we have, first of all, thank you. If you ask me who's going to earn those minutes, because with Ime Udoka, you're not paying Ime Udoka what you're paying him, north of $7 million a year, to come in and be a lapdog coach like Steven Silas was. No disrespect to Steven Silas, the worst head coach in the NBA the last 3 years has been Steven Silas. It's not close. Loved his dad. There's a reason, may he rest in peace. Steven Silas sucks as an NBA head coach, or sucked, I should say. He's an assistant. There's a reason why he was an assistant for 20 years. He's David Culley. He's the David Culley of the NBA. David Culley made it 1 year, got paid a bunch of money by the Texans. It's not him. He's not good at being an NBA head coach. That's okay. You know? So you look at what is going to happen when this team heads to training camp. This team is locked in, right? You're looking at Fred VanVleet. You're looking at Jalen Green. You're looking at Dylan Brooks. You're looking at Jabari, Alperen Sengun. You're looking at Kevin Porter Jr., Amen Thompson, Tari Eason. Tari Eason, Cam Whitmore, Jock Landale. There's 10. Then you look at Jayshon Tate is 11. You look at Jeff Green is 12. This team is a legit 12 deep. Now, how those minutes get allocated is going to be up to Ime Udoka. If you're going to get minutes for Ime Udoka, you are going to earn every single second.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
And you're going to tell me, if you had to make a bet between Jayshon Tate, love Jayshon Tate, good friend of the show, Miran Vader, Fader, my apologies, that we had on a couple weeks ago. We talked about Jayshon Tate. We talked about the story of Jayshon Tate, what he had to overcome in his personal story. If you guys did not get a chance to read the article, make sure you Google Miran Fader and Jayshon Tate. Read the article. Read where Jayshon Tate comes from. But this is not a woes me sort of situation anymore. The Rockets are done with that. We're done talking about process and building through the draft. That's done. This team is, if they can all reach their ceilings, if you will, right? If they can reach their ceilings, this is a playoff team. Now, are all the players going to hit their ceilings? No, probably not. I'm not going to make a bet on that. And tying this into Summer League, there's not one guy outside of Cam Whitmore that played tonight that is going to make an impact on this team. Matt Mayer, nice prospect, belongs in the G League, terrible defensively. Hudgens, he's small. He's not, unless the Rockets trade Kevin Porter Jr., which I don't anticipate them doing, he has no future, legitimate future on this main roster. Darius Days, no. Jermaine Samuels, no. Nate Hinton's a dude. Nate Hinton balled out tonight, and he left a lasting impression. No, not because he went to the University of Houston, which he did, go Cougs forever, but left a really good impression on me tonight. He plays hard. I mentioned the guy that he reminds me of. I love NBA comparisons for guys because it's so much fun to me to try and parallel guys in their games. He looks like Corey Brewer. If you're a Rockets fan, Corey Brewer holds a special place in all of our hearts. Nate Hinton reminds me of Corey Brewer. I don't think Nate Hinton makes the main roster and has, you know, I think he's going to be in contention for one of those three two-way contracts. But the good thing about, you know, Summer League is the Rockets, if they find guys on other rosters that get cut that they like, they can sign them. I would love for this team to identify another big man. Isaiah Mobley tonight destroyed the Rockets. I mean, Isaiah Mobley tore apart the Rockets tonight. He had what? And for the name Mobley, that's Evan Mobley's big brother. 28 points and 11 rebounds. The Rockets had no answer for Isaiah Mobley tonight. Isaiah Mobley was a freak tonight. The Rockets had no answer. The Rockets, you can argue, Şengün. We're not going to get into the Şengün debate tonight. It's late. I'm tired. I don't want to do it with you guys. But Şengün and Jock Landale are your two big men that you have. That's not enough. They don't have enough beef up front. I love the addition of Jeff Green. I think Jeff Green adds a lot to this roster, especially coming off an NBA championship. I would love for the Rockets to identify one of their three two-way spots outside of Hudgens. I think Hudgens has one. I think they have two left. I need to check on that. But off the top of my head, the Rockets have two two-way spots left. They have got to identify a big man and develop him. Because Landale's on a four-year, $32 million contract. Only the first year is guaranteed. If Landale doesn't have a big year, they're not going to bring him back for that second, third, or fourth year. You look at Şengün. Can Ime Udoka identify certain things in Şengün's game defensively that he can adapt to? Or change potentially, but the Rockets outside of those two guys, they don't have a big man on this roster, and it got exposed tonight. When I say exposed, I mean it's Summer League. No disrespect to anybody playing in the Summer League. For the most part, it's a tryout for end of the bench type guys or two-way contract type of guys. Not a lot of these guys are going to have major impacts on rosters. Look at the Cavaliers tonight. Imani Bates was a second-round pick. He's going to have a small future, I would say, in Cleveland. I like his game a lot. He's got a lot to work through development-wise, but he's got an athletic freak. Ryan brings up Isaiah Hartenstein. Loved it. Would love that move. That's the missing piece to me on this Rockets roster. They are a legit 12. They have got 12 guys that they are going to play. Maybe not every single night. You know, the Jeff Greens of the world are not going to play every night. You know, there's going to be nights where Cam Whitmore doesn't play. Why? I don't know. That's just my guess. But we don't know that for a fact. We don't know what Ime Udoka is thinking. You know, we don't know how he's going to massage this roster. It's fascinating, though, because the people of the world that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, the Rockets pick this year, their first round pick, goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder as a part of the Chris Paul trade, unless the Rockets are in the top four. Let me tell you something. The Rockets are in the top four. I can't do another season. We've done three seasons of losing. I'm done. I'm over it. It's done. We are finished being the laughingstock of the league. That's what the Rockets have been the last 3 years. When you bring in the likes of Ime Udoka, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, you draft a guy like Cam Whitmore, you draft a guy like Amen Thompson, you have Kevin Porter Jr., you have Jalen Green, you have Alperen Şengün, you are putting together a team that is going to compete. The Rockets pick this year will go to the Oklahoma City Thunder because it will not be a top four pick in the NBA draft. It simply will not be because the Rockets, they're too good. They're too good to be in the bottom four. Are they going to be a playoff team is the big question. I give the Rockets credit. I give Ben Sullivan credit. I give his staff credit in Vegas. They made it a very enjoyable run the last couple of weeks to tune into Rockets basketball. How many times over the last couple of years can you honestly say you have thoroughly enjoyed watching Rockets basketball? I can name out of the last 3 years about 10 games off the top of my head where it's been fun watching Rockets basketball. This was a fun team. They ran into a buzzsaw tonight. Cleveland played their out of their minds tonight. I mean, Sam Merrill, Imani Bates, Isaiah Mobley, they got a nice team. They got a really nice team. And when you look at their starters, you know, Jared Allen, you got Evan Mobley, his brother, who's a superstar. You have Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. You have a nice team there in Cleveland. That's what I want the Rockets to be this year. And there's a lot of excitement. And that excitement would have been nice to carry into a, you know, a championship tonight. They couldn't get it done. I don't hold it against them whatsoever. It's been a ton of fun covering this team, you know, the last couple of weeks. I don't want to beat a dead horse talking too much about the loss tonight. Ryan says, I really feel like Jaylen Brown will be a Rocket next offseason. I think they're re-signing him to a mega deal in Boston. Especially with them bringing in Kristaps Porzingis, I feel like they're making a real run of it in Boston. Would I like Jaylen Brown on this team? Look, Jaylen Brown is a superstar. I think you'd be out of your mind if you look at this roster and say, I wouldn't want Jaylen Brown. The other side of that argument, Ryan, is, I can't even believe I'm saying this, depends on what it's going to be for, because they're probably going to want Kevin Porter Jr. back. Okay, bye. But it's in addition, what would they want? Because as crazy as this sounds, in that type of deal, you're going to have to give up Cam Whitmore. You're probably going to have to give up Jabari too. That's a lot. I mean, I love Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown is a superstar. And you're going to have to trade away a lot of assets to get him. You're going to have to pay him immediately, which, again, I give Tillman Fertitta all the credit in the world for what he did this offseason in opening up that piggy bank of his by paying Dylan Brooks, by paying Fred VanVleet as well. Now, Dylan Brooks is on a 4-year contract. Fred VanVleet's on a 3-year, with the last year being a team option. Sorry, guys. Looks like I feel like I got something in my nose. If I had to make a guess, it's so funny to me because – I see everybody, they freaked out about all the contracts that they gave out between the numerous years for Dylan Brooks and for Fred VanVleet. That was the only way you were going to get these guys to come here was by signing them to those contracts and giving out those contracts. What they're doing is they're trying to maintain as much flexibility as possible. And they're trying to maintain trade assets in case a deal comes about for a Jaylen Brown. I'll give you another guy. There was a quote today. Call me nuts. Call me crazy. Joel Embiid said it today that he hopes he can win a title in Philadelphia or elsewhere. That's an interesting quote by Joel Embiid by saying that he didn't say that he was going to be a Sixer for the rest of his life. And there's no way to know that. That's the type of move that the Rockets are trying to maintain flexibility for. The Joel Embiid, the Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, the I'm trying to think of a couple other guys. You know, the Damian Lillard doesn't make sense timeline for them. But those types of moves are what the Rockets look at. My boy Ryan says, no way we get Embiid. I'm not saying they're getting Embiid. What I'm saying is the Rockets, by the free agency moves that they made this offseason, they're trying to maintain flexibility in those types of moves in case a Joel Embiid all of a sudden becomes available. If they want to blow it up in Miami and they want to trade a Bam Adebayo, in case, trying to think of another good, you know, example. You know, a LaMelo Ball becomes available from Charlotte. Those types of moves, the Rockets are trying to have those movable contracts in case those types of guys become available. But with that being said, it is a school night, everybody. We're going to keep this show, like we have the last couple shows, very short and sweet. Rockets lose tonight, 99-78 in the Summer League final. Thank you all so much for tuning in with me tonight, us throughout the last six games. It's been a pleasure to cover the NBA Summer League. I would appreciate all the interaction here on Facebook and Twitter. Scheduling-wise, I believe Jeremy and I are going to take a little bit of time off. I'd say probably about a week as we gear up towards the season starting. I know we're a little early on that, but we're going to take a little bit of time off like we did last month. Be on the lookout for when our next shows will be. Luka's another name to watch. I don't believe Luka would ever – I don't think Cuban would ever trade him here in the division. The Rockets made him the right offer. I think they would listen. But, yes, that is the type of name that I'm looking at, Ryan. So good name by you. Again, if you're on Twitter, make sure to follow me at MikeBrown_2020. Follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. Follow the Kiss of Death at Rockets FFSN. Follow the Fans First Sports Network at Fans First SN. We'll be back live with you guys soon. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.